wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
You know, we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living, don't we? So are you ready? You're ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I am so ready.
Yeah, yeah. I knew you would be ready today.
I'm in one of my favorite places.
Yeah, we are broadcasting from the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Now, don't run down here right this minute, because if you shake the door, we're not going to open it.
No.
It's the magic of radio, right?
Magic of radio.
But I tell you what, we're joined by Stacy Slaybaugh. I've got to do this formally. Doctor of Holistic Medicine, Stacy Slaybaugh.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Can we call you Dr. Doctor now?
Dr. Doctor. Yeah.
Yeah.
And soon she'll be doing her third and fourth doctorate, you know.
Don't jinx me. I gotta stop.
Well,
it's always good to keep learning.
Keep learning. I've always had the philosophy of lifelong learning. So.
Absolutely.
So we've got a lot to talk about today, ladies, because Stacy, you are launching on a new program.
Yes.
To address autoimmune, which a lot of people hear that and know about it.
And so many people, you know, are suffering with that. Autoimmune diseases of all kinds.
And also fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have been told that they have that diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that mean? Mm. We're going to talk about that today.
Yes.
And more important, perhaps, than that, we're going to talk about a whole person approach to healing the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Yes.
When you heal holistically, you know, nice things happen.
You get different results.
Yes. And so we'll talk about all of that today. And then you wrap that all together, you know, you've got some specials we're going to talk about.
Yes.
And, you know, I got to tell you, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, what a difference this place makes in making Shreveport-Bossier City healthy.
Thank you. I like to hope so.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I know so.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to talk about all of that and more today here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center, along with Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and SRT Sales Training. Back in a moment, we're going to learn a lot about autoimmune and fibromyalgia today from the Balanced Life Wellness Center. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Dr. Stacy Slaybaugh with us today. She is the owner and practitioner at the Balanced Life Holistic Wellness Center. And we're going to talk a lot of holistic wellness today. It's always wonderful to come over here, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport. You know where it is. It's across from Centenary College. It's right next door to Strawn's. Mm-hmm. And, man, I am so glad that, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, Lauren and I wandered in here. Yeah, I think I was going to get some strawberry pie or something.
Well, I'm glad you did too. We passed by the sign, and I was like, we got to go.
Got to go check this out.
Yeah.
So have, and this is such a wonderful center for Shreveport, and now you're just building on it more and more. Now, in addition to the other things that you offer, Stacy, you're offering a program on autoimmune diseases and fibromyalgia. Why did you decide to do that and focus on that right now?
Well, I'll tell you. So I've been offering, I guess you could call, one-off services, and those are, it's very good. You can come in here and just get, you know, one session, and people feel great after that. But people were wanting more. And so the two things that kind of coincided is that I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder 20 years ago.
Whoa.
And I'll tell you that brief little story of that. And B, it is a growing phenomenon. It is a growing problem.
Yeah.
And so I figured that was the first place to start. I will be introducing more packages in the new year, more programs in the new year.
Right.
But for me, a perfect place to start was with autoimmune and fibromyalgia. I was diagnosed with
both of them.
Because
you know a lot about it personally.
I know a lot about it. I know how to overcome it, I guess you could say, firsthand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's possible.
Right.
So I can hold that hope and belief for anybody.
Do you remember when you received the diagnosis?
Yes.
Do you remember what you felt when you received that diagnosis?
This was 20 and 25 years ago, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. And that is, you know, one of the things that I will be here for is that if somebody has had that diagnosis and understands the, now it is not as detrimental as some diagnoses can be.
Sure.
And in one hand, you think you're relieved, right?
Because
right.
You have a label.
You have a label.
Right.
You have something, you know, you've been in pain, you know, you've been, you know, I was literally to the point of unfunctionable. Mm-hmm. I could not. I was hurting so badly. I was so tired. I was so exhausted.
Right.
I've always had a professional career. I was in that for that time in the height of my career. And I would wake up, and within 10 minutes of sleeping all night long, I would wake up and just start crying and say, I can't get through my day.
Yeah.
I can't keep going. I was exhausted. I was in pain within 10 minutes of getting ready in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so it took me about 5 years. I kind of say I clawed my way to a diagnosis.
Right.
Only then to be, I guess you could say, let down by being told that, oh, you just got to learn to live with it.
Right. Mm. It's, right.
There's, you know, take this medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And
the there are some medicines out there that can mitigate the symptoms.
That can, take care of the symptoms.
Well, but also in mitigating the system, it's greatly impacting your immune system, mm-hmm. right?
I mean,
the ones that are formulated for autoimmune actually hamper your own immunity,
right.
Which can cause other issues.
Other issues, right? Right. Yeah. Right. So I was actually told, I'm going to refrain from saying what I want to say, but I was actually told my blood work, everything that came back was so severe. I was 32 years old at the time. My numbers were so high and so severe that my rheumatologist ran my numbers three times.
Mm.
He did it three times.
Just to check.
Right. He's like, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
This is, And at that time, now this was 20 years ago. At that time, 32 years old was considered young to have an autoimmune disorder.
Right.
Because it was an old person's disease.
Right.
We've now found in the last 20 years since I was diagnosed that it's becoming younger and younger and younger.
Yeah. Right.
And I can look back on it and realize that in today's world, I would have actually been diagnosed with juvenile arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually started having all of the symptoms you know, as a minor.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So I actually would have been diagnosed with juvenile arthritis. I was not diagnosed, though. We didn't find that until 32. And the numbers were so high, so bad, that my rheumatologist at that time said that I would likely be crippled by the time I was 40.
Gosh.
Mm. And he almost started, he got sad for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, there is hope because medicines are improving.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I lived, and of course I immediately went and got on in chat rooms and on boards and looked up all the stuff.
Sure, part of who you are.
Start learning. I want to know about
this. Get the information, yeah.
Sadly, the first things that you come to is chat rooms full of people talking about how they had to file for disability and that it's debilitating and that you will be, you know,
a lot of hopelessness out there.
A lot of hopelessness. So I did that. I stayed involved in that, but I am not, I am not prone to victimhood consciousness by my very nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I did go down that road and stayed there for 6 months to a year before I said,
enough of this.
There's got to be something.
I'm not going to be drugged further down into, you know, depression. And so I stayed in the chat rooms and learning all that for about a year. With my professional career, it was taking different directions. So I got to a certain level. I got on you know, traditional medications that made me functionable.
Okay.
To where I was not in the pain that I was. And just kind of let it go for almost the next 10 years.
Right.
But then I hit a period in my life where things started getting worse. Things started declining again. The medicines were no longer working.
Mm-hmm.
They had started backing down. They weren't working. And so at 42, 10 years later, I was wallowing in a pit of self-pity and I was back into a state where I could not go to work. I could not get up. I was exhausted. I was tired at that time. I was having back issues as well. And I can vividly remember laying on my couch and throwing me a self-pity party. And then my real, true, hardcore nature kicked in. And everything inside of me sat straight up on the couch and said, no.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I do not accept this anymore.
Right.
I do not accept this at all from here on out. There are answers and I will find them.
Yeah.
And here we are today.
Yeah.
I found the answers. I am living proof.
Yeah.
6 years ago, I stopped going to my rheumatologist, not advocating that. Let's, you know, but stopped going to my rheumatologist, got off all traditional medications, and have not actually been to a doctor in 6 years, and am perfectly healthy.
Right.
With no pains. Right. No, nothing like I was prior. All thanks to the protocols that I have implemented here. Mm. And
that's one of the reasons that you have brought what you've brought through the Balanced Life Wellness Center to Shreveport. So you're living proof.
It is possible. I am living proof, and it is possible. And I am not one to hawk things just for the sake of money. Mm-hmm. And so that is precisely why I developed this program first, because it's powerful.
Yeah. When someone is given a diagnosis of fibromyalgia or one of the autoimmune diseases, mm-hmm. what does that actually mean is happening in the body?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
From my viewpoint as a bioenergetic practitioner, first and foremost, it is an electrical system failure.
Okay.
And that is what the vast majority of people, we are catching up. More and more people are realizing the electromagnetic nature of humans.
Right.
Right.
But it is still, you know, on the periphery, so to speak. And, but everything that happens to us starts in the electrical system first, the electrical field first.
Right.
It eventually works its way in. If it is not dealt with, then it works its way in to the biochemical system.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Allopathic medicine, traditional medicine, Western medicine, however you want to term it, they only deal with that biochemical system.
Right.
Right.
So it's not that that's wrong.
Sure.
But that is down the line.
Right. But that's down the line.
And that makes
sense.
And
it's only one aspect of really a small aspect.
Yeah. Right.
It is there. We do have a biochemical system.
Sure.
Right. And there are medicines
that mitigate
yeah.
symptoms.
That act on that same level of functioning.
Or can possibly even correct that chemistry.
Sure. Right.
The chemistry, the chemical nature.
Right.
So it's not that that's wrong. It's just that it's one small aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are not addressing the holistic nature, mind, body, and spirit, and the electrical system, then you're just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Right.
Right.
So what you've decided to do is offer a new program, a holistic wellness program focused on autoimmune and fibromyalgia. We got to take a break here in a moment. When we come back, let's dive in to what that is going to mean for people, how it can relieve pain and fatigue, how it can reduce inflammation, how it can increase energy, how it can support our body's natural healing ability. All those things that, you were your own guinea pig.
Yes, I was my own guinea pig. Yes, absolutely.
She knows of what she speaks, folks. And you can know, too, visiting the Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport. It's right next door to Strong's, across the street from Centenary College. TheBalancedLife.us to find out more. Stacy Slabaugh with us today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wonder how I get away. Looking for the road that will get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for Living Radio, your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. We are learning today, as we always do when we hang out at the Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport. Check them out. Go look at thebalancedlife.us and just look at what is available here. That is all of the modalities that are available here are whole person approaches.
Oh yes,
they're body, mind, spirit,
and they're both ancient and cutting edge.
Yes,
yeah.
That's one of the aspects that I love about it.
You know,
and it's they're. They're incredibly powerful. As
both old is new.
Yes.
So actually, with autoimmune issues and with fibromyalgia, your body's actually attacking itself, is it not?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
We're going to start here to say that from a bioelectrical perspective. So before we left for the break, we talked about bioelectrical versus biochemical.
Right.
Mm-hmm. From a bioelectrical perspective, inflammation is the consequence of resistance in the flow of electricity through the body.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an electrical traffic jam. Mm.
Oh, okay. So it's, in a sense, it's more of an overage.
It's a discharge.
Than a deficit.
Well, it can be both, right?
Okay.
So if we think of our bodies just like the electricity running through our walls in our home or our business.
Right.
If a wire gets shorted out, then it can't pass through.
Right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
There's no electrical flow, you know, on one side of the jam or the brake or the little burn or whatever it is. There's no electrical flow on one side, but then on the other side, it can get backed up. So
right.
There can be. You know, that's how fires start.
Right. That's where I was thinking.
That's inflammation.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's your fire.
Yeah.
Because there's a blockage. Mm-hmm. There's a jam.
Right.
And so some part of the body is not getting a signal at all.
Right.
And another part of the body is becoming inflamed.
Are those blockages both electrical and mental, emotional?
Well, mental, emotional is electrical.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Tell us more about that.
So your electrical system very much, or your electromagnetic system, let's say that way, very much consists of your mind, your beliefs, your thoughts, your emotions, your, it is said that your thoughts are electric,
right,
and your emotions are magnetic, right? The electrical, electromagnetic nature.
Right.
So our thoughts generate electricity, or whether they're generating a positive electricity, a positive electrical flow, or they're pulling electricity, right? They're, they're, you know, kind of sucking the life out of you because they're negative.
Right.
But then your emotions actually move throughout the body. They're magnetic and they move throughout the body.
Right.
And your emotions very much can cause that jam that we just talked about.
Yeah.
They get lodged in a certain place in the body. It can be anywhere. And some people are more prone to certain areas of the body, but they can be lodged in certain places and literally get stuck there and cause that that traffic jam in the nerves.
So you can have a problem in your neck, your shoulders, your back, your knees, your lower body. It can be any place,
right? It can be any place,
Or multiple places.
Yes, or multiple places. So let's just take, you just said the knees. Let's just take that for example. Every area of the body is very representative of different emotions and thoughts and things that are going on. Right. Overall, all of our joints represent bending.
Right.
The knees, more so than everything, it's forward movement. It's being able to bend
flexibility.
All of the joints represent that to some degree. So, you know, one thing that I learned, one of the things that I had to do was realize where I was having trouble bending and moving in life, right? That's as metaphorical and emotional as it is physical.
Right.
And so I had become very, I come from a family that can be quite rigid. And through the different traumas and things that I was going through in life and had been through, I was becoming more and more rigid.
Further solidified
solidifying my joints hurting.
Right. Yeah. We don't know what we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
So part of this program then is learning some of what's really going on the inside.
Yes.
What's happening inside of me, right?
So my my question is, what if it's not something you, quote, just have to learn to live with, only masking the symptoms? But what if you could reveal, reset, rebalance, and restore?
Ooh.
So the very first word there, reveal,
right,
goes exactly to what you just asked.
Right.
Yeah.
The starting with day one of the program. So it is an 8-week program. And the first one is a discovery session titled that, so that we can both discover. I can discover more about you and you can discover about yourself.
Right.
And so in that discovery session, we will reveal the hidden distortions, the blockages, the limiting beliefs and perceptions that are keeping your body and mind locked in cycles of imbalance and inflammation.
Yeah. How often do you find with autoimmune, it's the body attacking itself? How often do you find some sort of inner shame or that large inner critic? In other words, a metaphorical attacking self.
Yes, no, the inner critic is almost always there. And, you know, those are often the very hardest things for us to see in ourselves as well.
Right.
Yeah.
The vast majority of my clients, 90-something percent of my clients, whether it's dealing with something like this or no matter what, where it is in the things of life that can go wrong, I begin to ask them questions, and their first answer is, "No, I don't have a problem with that. I don't. But whether it's a physical pain or it is those emotional things, I honestly did not believe when I started inquiring in myself and looking in the mirror, taking that hard look in the mirror, I didn't really believe I had the strong internal critic.
Right. Well, because I discovered
that I had.
Yeah, it often protects us and help us to move forward in life until it doesn't. Right.
It can be a self-protection mechanism, but it can also be just learned, right? Mm-hmm. That if we grow up with a grandparent, a parent, someone kind of constantly criticizing us, and that can be done in very subtle ways.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And so we learn to.
So we just think that's life.
Yeah.
Right? That's
we think it's normal.
Yeah. And you know, I've asked people before. I asked a man one time. I said, do you think you still have, he was talking about his father and the things his father did, and he was angry with his father. And I said, your father's voice still lives inside your head, even though you don't talk to him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, it doesn't. No, I've overcome all that. No, really think about it. Your father's voice, every time you do something, every time you think you get something wrong, mm-hmm. every time you're about to go into a big project, your father shows up and his voice is in your head telling you that it's not good enough, or it's mm-hmm. not right, or it's not. So that's that internal critic. It's our inner critic, but it is often the voice of a parent, a grandparent, sure. a teacher, you know, someone who just got in there and they haven't got out yet.
Yeah.
So in and of itself, the revealing mm-hmm. can be healing.
Oh yeah.
And yet it's not stopping there. I mean, a lot of people.
That's only the beginning.
That's only the beginning.
That's yeah. only the start, but it's an important start.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next R?
So the next R is reset.
Mm.
But in the reveal, right, we're not just, so this entire program is about your electrical system.
Right.
So therefore it does encompass your mind and thoughts, which we just discussed.
Right.
And that is, 3 or 4 sessions in the 8-week program.
Right.
We'll deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other deals with the body. And so along with talking about anything of that nature in the first session, we're also going to do a scan, mm-hmm. which we've talked about on the radio before.
Right.
We're going to do that scan, and we're going to look at the bodily systems mm-hmm. and the energy flow through the bodily systems. And
a body is a compilation of several systems working as a whole system.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're going to do a scan, and we're going to see. And I have done this scan, I don't know how many times now. A lot of times. And everybody. I have never seen one person that's like, that then tells me no. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
So the scan you're using is incredibly accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody.
And it's not invasive.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just put your hand down.
Yeah.
And
for just a few minutes.
Just a few minutes. And mm-hmm. it's pretty painless.
And then yes, absolutely painless. And then I show you the results, and everybody says. And in fact, I just had a new client just within the past month, and she said, that's what I needed to see right there. She said, I have been denying that to myself.
Mm.
And she said, having it come back, me looking at it, and
right.
it's in my face in this, you know, very organized, laid out way that, and I can't deny it.
Right.
It's there. And that alone was profoundly healing, a very good first step.
That's part of the revealing. You can't change what you don't acknowledge.
Right.
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 You can't even begin to. But once you do acknowledge it, now, you know, what is opened up for you is a tremendous opportunity to heal. And that's what the program then helps you go into.
Yeah. So yeah. It will be a little bit very personal, you know,
sure.
depending on what your scan, individualized, yeah. depending on what your scan and what that reveals. But we will. I will still follow the same outline,
mm-hmm.
and so we will. There will be a few sessions working on perception reframing,
right?
And mm-hmm. those emotions, how you look at life, your story,
right?
As Bruce Lipton says, our biography creates our biology.
Yes,
love so Dr. Bruce Lipton. Yeah.
Your story creates your physical reality.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a deep dive on looking at your story. What is it that you tell yourself every day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how can we shift that?
Mm.
We are learning so much today, as we always do, when we show up at the Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport. You may be asking at this point, how do I contact Stacy? Okay, thebalancedlife.us. All the information is there.
It's there.
And that's where I want you to go, thebalancedlife.us. You can call her on the phone, but she's probably going to be busy. She's busy helping people all day long. But you can do everything at thebalancedlife.us, including making your first appointment.
Yes.
Thebalancedlife.us, The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport. We'll be back. More to learn, more to come here on Strategies.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, right here. Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Stacy Slaybaugh, David McMillan with you today here on Strategies for Living. We are at the Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport. Go to thebalancedlife.us. Check out what we're talking about today. Hit the tab packages and you can find out what we're going to be talking about today. Stacy has brought so much healing through the Balanced Life.
I love that you continue to grow and offer more and more to the community as you learn. We all learn and get better.
Yes.
I mean, you continue to, I mean, you of course offer amazing modalities already, but then that you continue to grow and share is just, I can't say how much I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's my nature.
I can't stop.
There you go. Introducing holistic wellness programs for autoimmune diseases, for fibromyalgia, taking a whole person approach. And we've been talking about revealing, resetting, rebalancing, and restoring.
Yes.
That all sounds so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Don't you want to do that?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I don't have fibromyalgia, but, you know, I can create it in my mind if you want me to.
No.
So we were talking about the revealing and the resetting.
Mm-hmm.
What more do we need to know? And the what's the difference between reset and rebalance? Why is that important?
So with reset, we're basically clearing, recalibrating, and creating space in the body's electrical system for healthier communication between your cells, your organs, and your energy pathways.
So you're repairing, as you were talking earlier, if there are places that it's broken, the body can repair that.
Absolutely.
If we take the blockage out of the way.
If we take the blockage
out of the way. And that's part of what you know how to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so in the resetting, you know, one thing that I've always done with a lot of people that come in, no matter what they're looking for, especially if they come for biofield tuning, is the very first thing I do is say, we're going to reset your nervous system,
mm-hmm.
right? Because in today's world, we live so stressed out and so up here in our nervous system, you know, we're in almost constantly in that state of fight or flight. Mm-hmm. Our nervous system is jacked up. And so no matter what you're looking for, one of the first things I've always done is approach it with a reset. Let's reset your nervous system.
Yeah.
Can I just wade in here mm-hmm. and tell people how wonderful this is
mm-hmm.
to the biofield tuning? If I worry about anything during the session, it's I may go to sleep, and what's going to happen if I start doing what I do when I go to sleep? Hopefully, Stacy will wake me up. You know, but it is so relaxing. But it's beyond relaxing during the session. I don't know that I've ever had a modality to affect me, you know, outside,
to that extent outside
the session.
Yeah, for the rest of the day, he's just real chill. Sometimes he even takes another nap.
Yeah.
And it is funny that the vast majority of men do fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I even had a gentleman that came in earlier and he said, he actually did the cheek oils, but I said, how was that session? He said, I almost fell asleep. I was trying not to. Please don't fight it.
Please don't fight it. Your body still
because
gets
that
the message
is your
heals.
Body. Yeah, your body still gets that message.
Sometimes I think we do better when
you
we're
do
asleep.
Better when you're asleep.
Because the subconscious is mm-hmm. open and, mm-hmm. and completely ready to take in
right.
whatever it
and
is.
As long as you're awake, you are fighting it.
Yeah.
To the degree that our conscious mind is there curious and what's going
and
on now.
What's going
now,
on what's, and block it.
And when we go to sleep, the conscious mind just steps aside and that's where the real healing
that's
begins.
That's where the real healing is,
yeah.
So that is in the reset. And then we move to rebalance. So with the new clarity and a reset foundation, we then focus on restoring harmony through really all the body, mind, spirit. So I will give you a list of nutritional supplements, natural herbal supplements that are minerals that help with inflammation. We might, you know, look at your diet a little bit, although I'm not a dietitian, but we, you know, I can help you look at that a little bit because there are foods.
And some of that shows up within the scan that you were talking about.
Yes. Yeah. And there are foods that are inflammatory.
Right.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, there are foods that are electrifying, that literally provide our body with more electricity. And so we might discuss that a little bit, you know, depending for some people. But we will definitely discuss supplements that could that would help. And then through the coaching practices and then the biofeedback tuning, absolutely. That is the purpose of it, is to reharmonize and bring coherence into your chaotic system.
Right. Yeah, and I can only imagine, you know, the ability that all of these modalities in combination, you know, one of David's favorite words, it's synergistic.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really do work beautifully together, and it is everything that, that helped me. And ultimately what we're trying, the last word is restore. And so I am simply trying to bring your body to its natural healing state.
It's birthright,
it's
because
birthright.
We're meant, the body as it was created is meant to be a self-healing mechanism.
Yeah.
Life gets in the way.
Under the right conditions, your body heals itself. You do not need any outside influences. The outside support, the outside influences, the things that I do here are really simply bringing your body back into a state that it heals itself.
Right. Yeah. What you do here on each side is really meant to eliminate the blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to tune you to the frequency of healing.
To tune out the chaos.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the restoration part, the restoring, again, that's so it's so wonderful to hear. Talk about good news that we are meant to be self-healing mechanisms. And that's what you do with the balanced life.
Yes.
Get the blockages out of the
way. Get the blockages away. Clear the electrical system through. All of my modalities are aimed at removing blockages in one form or another. Removing blockages in the electrical system through sound. Removing blockages in with emotions through perception reframing. And, bringing your body back to supplements and bringing your body back to its natural state.
So you want to find out more about this, and I hope you do. Because the Balanced Life Wellness Center is here to address the body, the mind, the spirit. 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport. Go check it out, thebalancedlife.us. If you're interested in the autoimmune and fibromyalgia wellness program, go and go to the website and hit the tab.
Yeah, if you look across the tabs and there is one that says programs and, or I think packages and programs.
And hit that one, you'll find out all about it. Or just give a call. Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's, across the street from Centenary College. We'll be back here on Strategies for Living in just a moment. Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Stacy Slaybaugh, Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport. Lots of great news here. How do we wrap up? How do we ice the cake that we've made today, Stacy? What do you want to leave us with?
How does this sound? Reduced pain and fatigue, reduced inflammation, increased energy, reduced stress, release limiting beliefs, support the body's natural healing system. Those are just a few of the things.
That all sounds pretty really doggone good.
You can get by coming and giving me a visit.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now, it all starts by going to thebalancedlife.us. Hang around that site. There's a lot of information on the site.
Mm-hmm. There is.
You can learn a lot about what Stacy does and how she does it. I can tell you this. You know, there were, back in the day, we used to watch Star Trek, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor on Star Trek had gizmos that we said, oh, geez, I wish my doc had that.
We're getting close.
You know what?
We're getting close.
We're getting close to that.
Stacey waves her wands.
I wave my wands, and I've got some pretty gizmos over there that,
It's really getting close.
And it's just as non-invasive.
Right? Yes, absolutely, just as non-invasive. Yeah.
So check out the Balanced Life Wellness Center, especially if you have autoimmune or you have any kind of fibromyalgia. Check out the programs that are here. Mm-hmm. TheBalancedLife.us. Stacey Slabaugh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And folks, thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. We appreciate our sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center. Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and SRT Sales Training. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Dr. Stacey Slabaugh and for our Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.